Suffering, pain, cross. No one wants to suffer. We all want to be at peace, in harmony with others and with oneself. Actually, one of our most instinctive inclinations is to avoid pain at all cost. And here comes the Lord this morning in the gospel saying to us, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. If we notice the way he puts it, though, the Lord is not saying, if you wish to be my disciple, you will have to take up the cross that I will give you and follow me. No, he is not giving us extra crosses. And I believe the Lord did not come to add suffering to our existence. He rather says, the cross that is yours already, because in this world we happen to have crosses, that cross I invite you to take, to own, and to make use of it as you follow me. Again, reality is, in this world we will encounter affliction. It is just inevitable. The Lord, however, is offering us a transformative way to face suffering that involves the salvation of the world. And what is that way? His way, the Christian way. The Lord suffered greatly on the cross, and his passion and death gained for us eternal life. And now he invites us to join our suffering to his, so that our suffering too, as it is joined to his, may work towards the salvation of the world. If we take a look at the mystery of pain, it is a reality that we encounter because of our own choices in life and or because of other people's choices in life that affect us. When I think of a later case, I think of those who suffer from depression and anxiety because of a non-healthy upbringing. Children that grow up in a non-healthy environment will be more likely predisposed to suffer, to become anxious and even suffer from depression because of their parents' choices in life. When I think of the suffering that comes our way because of our own choices, I think of someone that chooses to live out his or her Christian Catholic identity at home or at work or in school. I am aware that some people are made fun of sometimes if they pray before meals at work. Or some are put under pressure if they choose not to gossip about a fellow coworker because they want to be faithful to the Lord's commandment, love thy neighbor as yourself. The cross, then, will be there and is as real and unavoidable as is our very own desire to not suffer. The Lord Jesus, in his infinite wisdom as God, asks us not to run away from it. He doesn't want it to overcome us either. Instead, he asks us to take up our cross, and that is to own our suffering, to find a purpose for it, to join it to his own suffering on the cross, so that it may bring about goodness in the world by the merits of his passion, death, and resurrection. This is the meaning of the saying, offer it up. The cross should not and is not our enemy. It is the means to life. Saint Paul said it earlier today, I urge you, brothers, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Truly, when we offer up our suffering, it becomes a seed of life, new life. And this is the good news of the gospel and the resurrection of the Lord. By joining ourselves to Christ in his suffering, we are also sharing in his victory. We are making a choice in regard to suffering. Suffering is not making choices for us or defining our lives. We are defining suffering as an opportunity to advance God's kingdom in the world. I have told you this, says the Lord, so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world.